Welcome to this audio version of the Ayrshire Health blog posted on the 15th of June. In the blog I explain the relationship between some social psychology research and current change initiatives within healthcare and academic institutions. The article by Lauren and colleagues studied what happens when changes or restrictions are imposed upon groups. They concluded that when the restriction or the changed circumstances are absolutely certain to come into effect, then people tend to consider the situation in a positive light. They rationalise it, they assimilate the change into their pre-existing thoughts and approach to their work. In contrast to times when participants view the restrictions as having a small chance of being implemented, where these then become viewed less favourably, and in fact the status quo position becomes valued. So as opposed to assimilating and understanding the implications of the change, people react against it. And this resonated for me with a number of change initiatives I've been involved with, some very successful in national projects, some locally, both in NHS and university settings, where clarity around the change, strong leadership messages, and a message around why change is the right and necessary thing to do often led to commitment and rationalised behaviour and action, in contrast to what have been very demoralising and non-rewarding activities where change messages are questioned, are not accepted, are minimised, or sometimes sabotaged, creating a climate of low morale, increasing staff turnover and diminishing productivity. So it caused me to think a bit about what happens in high-performing healthcare organisations, and the work of Bomer, a Harvard academic, identified that self-study organisations which examine and engage with positive and negative deviance in care and outcomes tend to be higher performing. And here it struck me that the difference between organisations which embrace and those that resist change might be this open self-study approach, where there's dialogue and reflection, but all the while committed to the fact that change is the right thing to do.